CQ, CQ. This is KO4 GYW. Call from Black Mountain. A radio check, over.
Radio check is loud and clear from Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA.
J.E. testing his new radio. Is there anybody out there listening?
KA3JCA, go ahead, sir. Your radio's sounding good here.
Oh, yeah, the speaker's not so bad either. Just trying it out. I'm on medium power. Sounding okay?
There it is. Sounds loud and clear, sir.
All right, thank you. Name here is Scott. I don't get on very often because of my hours, and when I am on, it's generally 15 minutes to and from work. Hopefully a little bit more, now that I have another radio.
Scott? Well, name here is Richard. Call is KA3JCA. I'm disabled and pretty much confined to the house and bed. But I usually monitor throughout the day, so. But yeah, your radio sounded good, sir.
I also have a little handheld. Once I get me doing stuff, I'll give a shout out again if you're listening. Let me know the signal on that one, okay?
No.
1JE, I'll be clear on your final to mount the radio permanently in my truck.
This sounds awesome. KA3JCA.
Hey, Scott, W4DJW.
Time no talk to.
Good to hear your voice on the air again. I couldn't believe I heard. I had to look your call up to see if that was really you. It's good to hear you back. Are you? And you say you're going to be back on the air for a while? You got your ham shack set back up?
What it's come down to is the only radio, functioning radio I had was in my truck. And for Christmas, I got a new one. Anyway, now I have two radios. I can put one in my house now and then one out. But my big problem is I start work at 4 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. So I'm usually in bed about 8 o'clock. My days rotate, so when I do get into the net, it'll be different days as time goes on.
Are you like at work by 5:30?
At 4 o'clock. Starting to work.
No, okay. I was gonna say there's a group that gets in here at 5:30 every morning and talks for probably a half hour or better. And the guy you just talked to, Richard, he's in that group sometimes. But if you're at work by 4, then yeah, that wouldn't work. Anyway, it's good to hear you. I hope to hear you a little more on here. If there's anything I can do to help you get your ham shack set up, let me know.
Our plan. At work, we've had our repeater up now, both repeaters up for, about 4 or 5 years. So I was surfing, looking for radio accessories and came across these little handheld vector network analyzers. I asked my company to pick one up so we can test the repeaters, make sure the antennas are still good, and also check the antennas we got on our radios, because sometimes these guys, even with a repeater, are having issues with them. So, but anyway, it's a little tiny thing, man. It was got a 4-inch screen, and it gives you all the information. Can't wait to find out how my antennas are here at home.
Yeah, there was the Career Club had a program on that VNA. Was that the one that uses the Arduino?
It's a rechargeable handheld piece of equipment. It just, look it up. It's Nano VNA on Amazon, and you'll come across a bunch of them. But they're real neat, man. I started looking at them, and so I needed one for work, plus maybe use it here at home on occasion. But it was really nice, small, and I'm hoping that it's accurate. I really am.
That's the one that they had their program on. It's got, inside of it, it's got a component that is an Arduino board. There's the development board for Arduino, which is bigger, and then there's a smaller Arduino for putting it out in the field. And it's got that smaller one inside it, and that's how it works. And there's quite a few amateur radio operators that have those things now.
Acquire one for work and maybe use it on the side now and then, that sort of thing. So that's how, that's the first time I ever saw those little guys, about a week ago. I don't even think it was a week ago. It was shortly after Christmas, because, like I say, looking up accessories and stuff.
Well, that's a lot of power in a little tiny box, and it doesn't really cost, I think they're $100, whereas the next best thing to that is to get a, you know, antenna analyzer that graphs for you, which the one that I got cost $600, and I got it, this was like 10 or 15 years ago, it cost $600. I don't know what they cost now. But yeah, so that's a powerful, it'll do the same thing as the one that I got many, many years ago that cost six times as much. So yeah, I think you're going to like it. Anyway, I won't keep you. Good to hear you on the air. W1JE, W4DJW. I'll let you go.
Okay, Dave. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'm in my truck. I'm pulling my old radio out, mounting this one. I'm going to go off the air for a minute. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, clear.
Shelby, WKD9MKR.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Hello?
Doing good. Ready to put 2022 behind us. Ready to dive headlong into 2023.
It's like a plan. It wasn't the best of years all the way around, I would say. But, hey, maybe 2023 will be better.
That's what I'm banking on, literally.
Well, did I hear you the other day say we're on for the winter fest?
Yeah, the last full weekend in January. I think that's the 28th and 9th or 27th and 8th. I'm looking it up right now while we speak. It's the 28th and 9th. Yeah, we are on for that, and it's going to be up there off Mush Creek Road where the other field day was, where the summertime field day was.
That wasn't too bad of a spot, but that'd be great.
Yeah, bring some warm gear. Or hopefully it won't be raining. It might be cool, though.
Yeah, it could be a little muddy if it is raining.
Are you planning on bringing out, what was that antenna and SDR radio you had last time?
KX3, which I'll probably bring out. And I used a, just kind of a hamstick dipole, which worked pretty good. But I've got a couple other choices, so I may bring something else out.
Okay. I was trying to remember that one that Ariel brought out that time, but I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it looks like an umbrella that's upside down, that's an inverted umbrella.
Trying to think of the name of that. Is that a hex beam?
I think that's a form of a hex beam. I think Ariel has one. He makes one in Zelda, I think. I don't know if he calls it a hex beam. That might be. Something like that, spider or something like that. I can't remember what the name was, but those are pretty good beams from my understanding. I haven't had one, but I looked at aerials really, really close and would probably like to build one day.
Yeah, I've been using it on 20 meters. I've been using a double bazooka, and I really like it. I've got it up in a tree, kind of an inverted V, at about maybe 30 feet or so, and I'm just amazed how well.
I got one of those in the attic. Well, I actually got about six of them, one for each. Those are monoband antennas, so I got one for each band before I got brave enough to hang one outside of the attic, a mystery antenna that'll do most of the bands. I was putting bazookas in the attic, and they were working good.
Impressed with it. I've got a 40 and I think a 17. I got a couple of additional ones that I wanted to put up, but I acquired them just before the kind of lousy weather set in, so... I managed to get a couple lines up in the tree, but I haven't got a chance to actually pull the antenna up. So I'm looking forward to that as soon as the weather gets better.
Those antennas are a lot smaller, too, than the multiband antennas, a whole lot smaller. So, yeah, a 20-meter on that, you can fit it in tight places.
33 feet or something like that, if I remember.
Yeah, and then as you go up higher, like from 20 to 15 to 17 to, you know, continue to go up through the bands, they get shorter and shorter.
They're pretty reasonable. The 40 meter is a little bit big. I think that's about 60 some feet or so, but I've got a pretty good place to hide in the trees, so I'm kind of looking forward to getting it up there. I've got a couple other choices as well, and I've got an NFET with a tuner on it that I use for FT8 and whatnot, so I can use all the different bands. But luckily, I'm in an HOA, but luckily I've got a lot of trees, KD9MKR.
Do you have a way to get the rope over the treetops?
No, but if you want to volunteer a quadcopter or something, that'd be great.
Well, I don't have a quad outfitted for it. I have a hex outfitted for it, but I don't have one of my newer receivers in that hex yet. The hex can lift a lot more than the quad. That's why I use hex multi rotors for it, six motors instead of the four. But I do have a Big Stick, which is it's a really big slingshot with rubber bands that are a little under an inch in diameter.
That'll work. I've been using actually a fishing pole casting, and that has worked fairly well, Dave, but every once in a while I get caught in something, and, you know, it can be problematic because you need kind of an area to swing it in. The other thing I've used is kind of an arbor's weight, which you just kind of flip up in the tree, and that actually worked pretty well. But you have to come over and visit sometime, and I'll show you the setup that I've got.
Okay. Well, whenever you decide to hang it, let me know. I'll bring that over there. It shoots hacky sacks. It's got like birdshot, and they're all different weights for depending on how high you want to go versus how much you've got to push hard to come back down the other side. And it pulls a waxed rope that will slide through the trees pretty easy. So whenever you get ready to hang one of those, if you want to, let me know. I'm retired now, so I can move around. I'm free. I'm not tied down to the desk 8 to 16 hours a day.
Unfortunately, I kind of am still tied down. But I think that's one of the New Year's resolutions between my wife and I, is become a little less tied down. So, I look forward to the opportunity. I think it'd be great. When weather gets a little better, I'll definitely give you a buzz. I'm going to hang it up now. I got to do a few chores. How does the audio sound on this radio? This is the ICOM 9700, and I've been kind of tweaking the audio a little bit. Does it sound reasonable?
Sounds like you're sitting in the room. You're here with me. It's full scale, full quieting. No white noise or anything. It just sounds like you.
Okay. I think I got it set at about 10 watts right now. So, and I'm on the south side of Simpsonville. Okay, Dave, take care. Have a happy new year. And on the meeting on Monday, I'll probably be virtual, unfortunately. But I'll be there nonetheless. Take care. And 73, this is KD9MKR. Clear on your final.
Well, after this one, I'll be virtual myself for the remainder of them. I told them I'd come to one to help them see how to set it up and set it up for them. And then the rest of them, they're on their own. So see you Monday. Take care. Have a good weekend and happy new year. W4DJW clear.
K9MKR clear.
WK5WLM mobile.
Hey, Leroy, I'm texting. You don't read the text while you're driving. What's going on?
I don't think I have my phone with me. You just reminded me I didn't. So let me go back and get it now.
Well, I hope you didn't get too far down the road.
Nah, I just pulled out of the street. And I was heading over to the American Legion to hang out for a little bit, get a cup of coffee over there, and just got done walking the dog a couple miles. We're doing a 31-day challenge, but nothing else going on this morning. Just out running around.
All right. Well, when you get back home and you pick it up, you got a text message on there from me. And if you want to get together before you get back out on the road, I'm open to that. Just let's, you know, see what Johnny has to say.
K5WLF.
W4DJW.